Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is DeJuan Boyd, a.k.a. DJ Rabbit, representing Rabbit Productions, hanging out chilling with my girl, Cy Buggy. That's right, Cy Brown, right here on LifeRemixedRadio.com. Say word.
Word. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Life Remixed Radio. Today is Wednesday, July 23rd. It is your girl, Cy Brown, and I'm just hanging out with you here, your midday dose of urban inspiration, conversation, tips, solutions, where we just talk about everything from hot topics to life and to success and to coaching and to opening up your mind, expanding your horizons, and all that good stuff. I have a wonderful announcement. I mentioned it to everybody the other day on the air. DeJuan Boyd is officially our studio engineer. Woohoo! So I am so happy to bring another staff person on board. The show is growing by leaps and bounds, and we are already up to almost just under 1,000 impressions per show. So I think that is pretty amazing since today is July 23rd and we just launched the show on July 7th. I don't know if it's because of MySpace. I don't know what it is, but you know what? It's God. God is just is saying, Saida, rock your lane, stay in your, you know, rock your skill. And I am just so blessed because I learn from everybody that I have on the phone. Everybody that I interview, I learn something new. So it's like, it's so weird that I'm doing a show and I'm actually, I feel like I'm stealing information just because I get to schmooze and learn and politic with all these fabulous and wonderful people. So I just have to say, I am so in love with what I do every day. It is a blessing, an honor, a privilege. We're going to talk later on in the show to Miss Denise Dyer, who's down in the ATL. I don't know what affinity I have with Atlanta. My producer's in Atlanta. My publicist, Dee Dee's in Atlanta. My engineer is in Atlanta. Now today's guest, Denise, is in Atlanta. I think if there's anybody out there, I'm going to put it out there right now. If there's anybody out there who has a hookup with Delta or AirTran, I need to get to Atlanta because I just went to Orbitz today, and it is $547 to go down there for the weekend, which is just nuts, so I'm not paying that. But I say that to say if anybody got the hookup, let a sister know because I need to make it down to the ATL. But, you know, today we're talking about life coaching and success principles and spiritual laws. So I'm just really, really excited. But before we get into that, you know, I just subscribed to dictionary.com's word of the day. So now I'm just looking at my screen right now. Today's word that they sent to me is vituperation. It's V-I-T-U-P-E-R-A-T-I-O-N. And vituperation is a noun, and it is the act or an instance of speaking abusively to or about. And the definition number two is sustained and severely abusive language. So vituperation, an example of using that in a sentence would be, it was a bitter attack on those who had sneered at his father, an astonishingly poised performance for a 26-year-old, and an early demonstration of Byron's gift for vituperation. So that's our word of the day, folks. You know, as I get these emails, I just think it's pretty good that we expand our knowledge. I think once we stretch, it's kind of like when a woman has kids. Once you kind of stretch, you can't go back to the same. So I just subscribe because now that I'm coming to you every single day, I think I have to come to you with a little bit more than just, you know what I'm saying, and da-da-da-da-da. So, you know, I'm trying to build myself up, too. I want to make sure when you tune in every day and you give me your time that you're getting a good word and you're getting somebody who can, you know, put a subject with a predicate, properly conjugate a verb, you know, all that type of good stuff. So I'm trying to better myself so I can bring you a better show, but I'm also going to mandate that you guys do the same. So again, I subscribe to dictionary.com's word of the day. So if you want to do it, do it. If not, I don't know, maybe I'll just add that to the show, like at the top, this is just off the top of my head, but maybe I'll just add that to the show, I'll just do the dictionary.com word of the day. But anyway, today's sponsor is, well, today's show is brought to you by the Unlock Your Dreams Conference, and I've been mentioning it all this week. It is a great event, and I got a phone call from a guy yesterday who's actually, he lives in, I believe it was Paterson, New Jersey, and he called me for ticket information. I'm going to give the line right now, but the coolest thing about this event is the whole purpose is the event is highlighting and showcasing people who have unlocked their dream, and I will be honored at this event. So I'm very happy about that. And I mentioned some of the featured presenters: Cheryl Ray, who's half of Salt and Pepper; Shanice Starr, Obina Indu; Simone Kelly Brown; and Katrina Ferguson. What I'm trying to do is get everybody on the line before the show, so that way we can call in and you can talk to them and ask questions and, you know, all that good stuff. So, well, we're just going to get into what's happening today. You know, I want to share that I read the Huffington Post. Most people know I'm pretty liberal. I'm a liberal girl, and we're working on a show right now that, can you be a Christian and be pro-choice? I am pro-choice. I am a Christian. But before we even get into that, I was reading on the Huffington Post today. Let me go back into it so I don't mess up my facts. You know, I want to make sure I get all my facts good. That John McCain flubbed on CBS News last night, where he misquoted some facts, and it made the editing, well, you know how to say it made the cutting room floor or something like that. However it went, he made some comments during an interview where Katie Couric was asking him a question, and what happened was the snippet where he misstated, they edited out. So the viewer only got to see what Katie Couric asked, and then they pieced together a response for John McCain. So I just want to ask you, and this is definitely a question for the chat line because we're getting ready to get into our guests, but, you know, I'm always just trying to pour out my thoughts and all the stuff that's on my head for you guys. Is that careful editing for a good show, or is that a blatant misrepresentation? So, you know, I'm just looking for your thoughts. Even if you can't hit us up in the chat room, I would love for you to shoot me an email. My email is sb@cybrown.com, S as in Sam, B as in boy, @cybrown.com. So, I mean, just let me know what your thoughts are, and then I'm going to just kind of read some of your comments and things on the air tomorrow, because this didn't sit well with me. So I don't want to take up too much time away from our wonderful guest today. I want to make sure she gets all the time she needs, and that everybody can ask questions and call in and do all of that good stuff. I'm getting ready to chime Miss Denise in, but Denise is an author and an inspirational speaker, and she's also a spiritual life coach, and we're going to talk about that today. She's a graduate and a distinguished member of the inaugural class of Inner Visions Institute of Spiritual Development, and that was founded by Ianla Van Zandt. I'm going to ask, I have some questions about that too, just this whole people starting like a spiritual training development course type thing and how it relates to the church, because you know we talk about today's hottest topics from a faith-based perspective, so I'm going to ask her about that. But the cool thing that what really struck me about Denise is that she supports people in turning their vision into reality, hence the whole Unlock Your Dreams concept, hence what I do every day. And she helps people create the life that they truly desire. Now, as a profession, I'm a success coach, and so it's amazing for me to speak with other coaches. But, you know, with Denise, she is passionate about working with entrepreneurs, artists, and as she puts it, modern-day goddesses. So I just want to drop you the call-in line to speak with Denise if you have any questions. The call-in number is 347 633-9113. Again, if you want to ask Denise a question, just call her at 347-633-9113. And, of course, the chat room is definitely open. And don't forget, you can always download our show through iTunes. Just get the podcast. So with all that said and done, Denise, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Hi.
Hi, how are you today? And I just want to thank you so much for having me, and congratulations on your fabulous show.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Shamika helps me every single day. I don't know what I would do without her. And I say that, you know, I just have to give credit where credit is due, and I know you were speaking with her to make this happen, so I'm just happy that you availed yourself. And, you know, I tell everybody, Shamika and I talk every day at like 7 o'clock in the morning, and we have to make sure the show is running the way it's supposed to, and so I'm just super excited when I get people like you on the show, because it also validates me. You know, people call and say, hey, Sai, thank you for having me on your show, but I need that validation, too, to say, okay, let me just keep listening to that little voice in my head so I know I'm going down the right direction.
Yeah.
Denise, I kind of let the audience, all my listeners, know a little bit about you, but can you just share before I just dive right into my questions for you?
Oh, sure. Well, my name is Denise Dyer, and thank you for that wonderful and beautiful introduction. And even as you were speaking, you really hit on a lot of topics that are really dear to my heart. And even thanking Shamika, because it's very important that, you know, we acknowledge the people in our lives that really support us, because we really never do anything alone. So I just want to acknowledge you for the way that, you know, you show up, that you show up in the world, and the way that you show up on your radio show, because you are teaching people. I just love the way that you started with a word of the day. You know, you're using the vocabulary to improve yourself. And so not only are you improving yourself, you're improving others. And you mentioned how you learn so much by being on the show and from your speakers or from, you know, from your guests. And the truth is, the speaker or the student and the teacher are one and the same. So as you teach others and you have people on your show, you know, you're going to learn, you're going to give, you're going to and help others to improve, and at the same time you're going to learn, because the teacher and the student are one and the same. So you have really hit on a lot of things that are dear to my heart as a spiritual life coach. And basically what I do as a life coach, as you said earlier, is support people in turning their vision into reality, because we were all sent here with something to do. There is something that is seeking to be expressed through each of us. And basically, I support people in getting clear about that vision. I always ask people, do you have a vision, and do you have a clear vision? And then I support them in turning that vision into reality. And as you said, I am a graduate of Inner Visions Institute, which was founded by the wonderful Inyala Van Zandt. And that institute in itself really supported me in changing my life. Because I used to work in construction with my husband. We had a construction business. And when I started the institute, I had no idea that I would become a life coach. Although it was for a life coaching certification, I just went to the institute because of the way Inyala's books helped change my life. But I had no intention of really being a life coach. And so, you know, that journey within itself supported me in awakening my true authentic self, awakening to my natural talents, my gifts, and my abilities. And that's what I support people in doing now, awakening to their natural talents, their natural gifts, their natural abilities, their creativity, and that universal wisdom and power that each one of us have. And then they use that to create the life they truly desire. And again, I am really glad to be here, to be in your midst, because I had a chance to listen to your show yesterday. And, you know,
aww.
I thought it was, oh, yeah, it was great. It was fantastic. And you really have a great energy. And like you say, you have that ATL vibe and that New York vibe going. And we are very similar, because I love New York. Now, I'm an ATL girl. I love Atlanta. And yet, you know, New York is one of my favorite cities. So, you know, we have a lot in common.
Oh, you have to come up here and hang out with me.
Oh, yes. We'll have to do that.
You know, it's funny, because I'm a success coach. And everybody now is saying, oh, yeah, I'm a success coach. I'm a business coach. I'm a this coach. And I did not go for any certification. And it's funny because I had to figure out what I was. I didn't know what I was. All I knew is what I did. Can you tell me, as somebody who's actually gone through a certification process, what is entailed to become a life coach?
What is entailed? You know, that's an interesting question because, you know, there were a lot of people who were doing coaching before it even became known as coaching. So there are a lot of people who naturally have people call them up to ask for advice or to get clear about things. You know, friends, one way to pay attention is, you know, what do people call you for? Do they call you, you know, for advice? Do they call you for support with getting clear about, you know, what's their next step or how to handle a situation? And so a lot of times coaching is just natural. As far as the certification process, and, you know, we live in a society where you have to have that paper, you have to have that credential, you know, that's what validates you. So from my perspective, yes, it's great to go through a process, to go through a certification process so that you can learn, so that you can, you know, even enhance what comes to you naturally, and so that you can be very professional in your industry and in your profession. However, coaching can come very natural. So I'm kind of like on both sides. I think it's really important to go through a process, whatever process you are drawn to, because as you mentioned, there are so many different types of coaching, and then there are so many ways to be certified. But at the same time, it's really time for us to get away from that external validation that, you know, I have to have this piece of paper that says, okay, I can do this. You know, it's time for us to really tap into our natural talents and gifts and accept the fact of who we really are. And like I said, it is still important to have that continuing education to just to hone in on our talents, to really sharpen our skills, to sharpen that raw talent that we have.
Well, I think it's funny because I always felt like I feel like I'm so destined to have an MBA and this and that, and I want the initials. I so want the initials. I want to be able to say Cy Brown MBA. But you know something? I know so many people right now with that piece of paper that are looking to me to hire them. And I say that not to be facetious, but as the reality that just as a coach, just naturally what I do, I am a listener. One thing that I'm not going to make this totally about the coaching business, but I do have a lot of people that sent me emails that they wanted information on, like, coaching, the whole coaching concept. I think one of the biggest things that has made me and continues to make me very successful is, number one, I don't judge, and number two, I don't give advice. I can't be a successful success coach by telling you what to do. I listen, and I say that because a lot of times I let people talk it out. And just as a listener, and if you're led by the Spirit, which I believe we all should be anyway, just in so doing, them talking it out, they almost come to the solution themselves. Do you ever find that?
Oh, yes, definitely, because the truth of the matter is when your friends or when your clients come to you, they already have the answers within. You as the coach, you just support them in getting clear about it. So you've really hit on a lot of great things that coaching is really about. It's not about giving the person the answer, because the answer and the power is within. You are there, mm-hmm. like you say, to listen, to just, you know, maybe acknowledge the person. Sometimes a person just wants to be heard. And like mm-hmm. you say, a lot of times they just talk it out. So, yes, the answers are within. A coach just really supports that person in getting clear about the vision, creating an action plan to create the vision, and then the coach also holds the vision because, you know, as you're going through the process, you have obstacles, you have challenges, and a coach mm-hmm. really just supports you in really holding the vision and not giving up. But, yes, the answers are truly within. And then back to the desire for the MBA, you know, that's great because I myself plan to one day be Dr. Denise Dyer. The difference is when it comes to that external validation is, Sadia, you already sound like you are confident within yourself. You are owning your power and owning your talents. So you have a natural desire that comes from within to seek, you know, higher education or to seek the MBA, just like I have a desire to become a doctor. But we're not seeking validation through our degrees. And that's the difference. You know, sometimes people
right.
do things for external validation. Excuse me. Sometimes people do things for external validation, but yet you can still have a goal and desire that truly comes from within. So there's, I'm not knocking degrees. I plan to be a doctor one day, but the thing is, make sure you have an internal motivation. You're not seeking external validation.
Right. Well, you know what? I think it goes a little bit both ways because I really, it took me, you know, just by virtue of the way that I was raised, you know, you go to college, you get a good job, you know, you get your vacation, you live a poised and professional life, you don't make problems. I think for so long I thought people were flunkies, and I say this in all candor, that you don't have a degree, pshaw on you. Not realizing having a master's in hard knocks in street education trumps education. I had a guest on the other day that said there are a lot of educated broke people, and I don't want to equate it to money, and this is definitely not to denigrate the accomplishments of people with degrees, but in the society in which we live, in the society that is going forth, it's a double-edged sword because you have to be able to create your opportunities. And for that, I think people who may not have that formal education may be able to see a little better because they have no other choice. So I just think, and I also think a lot of times with, and this is not to make the whole conversation about education, I want to get into life coaching, but I think a lot of people have been sold, have been okey-doked, I could say, where they were told, if you go by this, you will get that. And there's a lot of people out there that are in debt, hundreds of thousands of dollars, to get this piece of paper, and now they can't do anything with it. So, I mean, just even with that in terms of how to function, I think it goes back to listening to that little still voice. And I didn't feel better. You said, you know, I sound really confident and comfortable. It wasn't until I got quiet and listened to that little still voice and I heard go forth. And once I heard go forth, it was almost like that was my send off to say, Saida, it's okay that you don't have a master's, but you're still an okay person. Do you find that people that you coach are like that as well?
Well, yes, there's a mixture. And as we continue this conversation, because I'm really enjoying it, you know, we talked about education, and it's funny because as we talk about education, it does lead into the life coaching because as a life coach, I really support people in getting authentic. So
mm-hmm.
if your true authentic self has the desire to go to college, to pursue a degree in whatever industry, that is great because you are being
mm-hmm.
true to yourself. And then if your authentic self is saying, you know, I want to take a different path, there's something else that I desire to do right now, there's something
mm-hmm.
else that I desire to create, then that's great also. So to go back to your question, I would say yes, most of my clients, you know, they kind of have an idea of what they want to do, and I generally coach what I call tweakers, and what I mean by that is, you know, they really already have a somewhat of an idea of what they want to create. They just need a little tweaking. You know, they're not people that I have to, I don't work with people that I have to, like, pull teeth or, you know, I've got to
mm-hmm.
make you do this or, you know, this is, no, I work with people that, okay, you have a desire, you want to be accountable, you are willing to do the work, and, you know, let's work together to tweak what it is that you're working with. So, yes,
mm-hmm.
you know, if they want to pursue education, as the thing is, what is it authentically for you? What were
right.
you sent here to do? And you mentioned how when you were still, you heard the words go forth. You know, I just recently released a CD called Hold the Vision in 10
oh, wow.
Easy Steps. Yes, and the first step is be still. Because, you know, we always want to do and take action, which is great. But at the same time, the first step is really just to be still, just to get quiet so you can get in tune with that inner voice. So you can get in tune with your authentic self, and so you can get clear about what it is you are to do, not what, you know, people are telling you to do, not what your family wants you to do, not what society is telling you you should be doing, but what you, your true authentic self, desires to do.
So those are some of the tips that you offer some of your coaching clients. How does a person know, well, no, before I get to that, what is the distinction, please, between a life coach and a spiritual life coach?
Well, basically, life coaching, period, is about supporting people and creating what they want. You know, you have a goal, and a life coach supports you in achieving it. A spiritual life coach is basically grounded in spiritual laws and spiritual principles. I heard you earlier mention church, and from my perspective or my background, is the church is truly within. The holiness, the power, the universal force, whatever word you choose to use, whether it's God, the Creator, Spirit, whatever word there is, you know, there's a book called The 72 Names of God. Whatever name you choose to call it, it is all within and it's all around us. So as a spiritual life coach, I support people in incorporating spiritual laws and principles into their daily lives. For instance, the first law of the universe is order. You know, everything in the universe is in order. Even when we don't understand it, the first law of the universe is order. So if you want to start something or create something, the first thing to do is to have yourself in order. Because if you're not in order, you're only going to attract more of yourself. As Susan Teller would say, you attract what you radiate. So if you're not in order, you're going to go out into the world and attract even more disorder. So, you know, another law. Oh, did you say something?
I said, oof, you are so right about that one. That's why women, I work with a lot of women who are victims of domestic violence, and they will get out of a situation, and I've seen it time and time again, and before you know it, they have another guy tearing them up. And I say that because I've questioned myself as just a counselor for victims, like, not to them, but how is that possible? And you just said it.
Oh, yes, and that's the patterns, because I myself, years ago, I was in what I would call a verbally abusive relationship, and I had even been stalked. So I can speak from that abusive perspective, and it really wasn't until I started reading Inyala's books, Acts of Faith, that I began to shift my consciousness and began to love myself, because that's really where it comes from. You know, I must have had some issues with self-love, self-hate, rage, and I attracted that into my space. But as I began to heal my issues, began to love myself, began to accept myself, then that no longer became what I attracted. And as a matter of fact, while I was reading her books, I even attracted my husband to my front door. So, you know, when they talk about, oh, yes, it's a beautiful thing. So when they talk about the law of attraction really works. And we all have power. You know, it's just that we have to tap into it. We have to take time to be still so we can get to know it. And we have to shift our consciousness. Because when it comes to the abusive relationships, it really goes back to self. Do I love myself? And if I do love myself, then why am I in this situation? It all goes back to our relationship with ourself and our relationship with our higher power.
Two questions. The first is, how do you love yourself? Because I was told when I was going through my purging process, Saida, you have to love yourself. And I'm like, you're an idiot. You're a loser. Because I personally could not stand what I look like in the mirror. I'm too fat. I'm too tall. I'm too dark. My hair's too like whatever it was. And I was told your problems will go away if you just love yourself. And I'm like, duh, how do I do that? How does somebody love themselves?
Well, you know, that in itself is a process. And, you know, I'm just really amazed by this because a lot of the things you were asking me really are things that I have dealt with myself. You know, someone told me to look in the mirror and say, I love my hair. And there was no way that I could do that. That's one thing about a mirror. You cannot look into the mirror and lie to yourself. You cannot look into the mirror and say, Denise, I love you. Saidiya, I love you, if you really do not mean it. I mean, that to me just says a lot about our soul and our spirit and the power of really looking within. Because you cannot look in a mirror and lie to yourself. It will not allow you to do that. So it's a process when it comes to loving yourself. And you can kind of equate it to, you know, when you start a relationship with somebody. You know, you don't just fall in love in that one day, that one moment. It's a process. And so if someone is having an issue with self-love, especially when it comes to their hair, their skin color, you know, that is external. That really comes from society giving us images of what society wants us to believe is beauty. Because the truth of the matter is, every woman is beauty. There is no way that you can be an expression of the divine and not be beauty. Every woman, every man is an expression of beauty. So that in itself comes from the illusions that society has projected onto us. Now, the way to heal that and to erase that is to just begin with the small things, to find one little thing that you like about yourself and start there. You know, I really had to go through the process of loving and accepting myself all the way from my toes up to my hair. There was a time where I did not even like my feet. I did not like my toes, and you would never find me in sandals. And now, you know, I have accepted my feet. I think they're beautiful, and I get compliments all the time. So you just have to look at yourself to start. Just find one thing, one tiny thing that you like about yourself, and begin to acknowledge yourself for that, and then let it grow. You know, maybe once a week or once a month, find something else that you like about yourself, and then let it grow. Cultivate a loving relationship with yourself. You know, be gentle with yourself. Baby yourself. Create a relationship with yourself. And so the things that a lot of times when women want a relationship and they think about, okay, what that relationship would bring them, you know, it'll bring somebody who would love them, who would compliment them, who would be sweet to them and bring them flowers. Those are the things that we have to do for ourselves first. So anyone having an issue with acceptance or self-love, I would say just find one thing to really love and accept about yourself, and then cultivate a loving relationship with yourself, and compliment yourself, and acknowledge yourself, and congratulate yourself. And I'm really big on celebration, self-celebration. Celebrate yourself. Every time you do something, celebrate yourself.
I have to say that's easier said than done, because I personally, for a long time, was like, I am such a loser. Like, I didn't do this, I didn't do this. I'm 37, and I didn't accomplish this, and all my friends are da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And my husband, this dear, wonderful man, he's so sick of hearing it. I had an office. Everybody knows I just moved this month. In my other office in my house, he took every certificate and every award I won or was given and put them on the wall in my office, and there were so many, it covered two entire walls. And, you know, that's what I needed to do to make me realize, wow, Saida, you are pretty accomplished. You know, I've owned two very, very successful businesses. I'm very pleased. You know, as a teenage mom, my son just graduated high school, so I even hung up my son's high school diploma. Like, all, and it wasn't until I actually saw it in front of me that took up two walls worth of space that I was like, hey, I'm not really that bad.
Exactly.
It's not really that bad.
Well, you mentioned, you say, it's easier said than done. And remember, I am someone who has actually gone through all of this. So, and it, like I say, it is a process. It doesn't happen overnight. But you say it's easier said than done, but something as simple as seeing all of your accomplishments in one place supported you in being able to say, oh, wow, you know, I really am accomplished. Wow, I'm not so bad. But it really goes back to what our beliefs are. So
right.
For any of our listeners that are, you know, hearing this, if they go away with the attitude, oh, it's easier said than done, oh, I can't do that, well, then that's what they're going to experience. It goes back to our beliefs. No, it might not be easy, but the thing is, it's worth the work, and you have to be willing to do the work, and it is a process. And I truly believe simplicity is the key. You know, how fabulous it is that your husband put all those plaques up for you to see. And something as simple as that is what allowed you to experience a shift in your consciousness. And then to go even deeper, you can ask yourself, okay, where did that belief of not enough come from? You know, who first told me that I was not good enough? You know, who told me that, you know, I would not be successful? You can go back and say, where did that come from? And release it, because that belief that I am not good enough or I am not enough no longer serves you. It's not true.
You're so right, because you said it goes back to your belief system. You hit it right on the head. If my listeners take anything away, I want to say it does go back to your belief system, because as a young person, I was taught from birth, go to school, you don't cheat on your taxes, you do the right thing, you go to college. Like, I just thought college was a natural transition. I didn't even understand it was an option. You go to college for 4 years. Right away after high school, you take your SATs, you work, you find a husband, then you have kids. So that's what I was taught from birth. I did not know that there was another way. So when my life took me in another direction, hence having my child at age 18, I was like, I'm a failure. I am a total failure. I am never going to be anything. But something deep, 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 deep down inside still made me go to school, still made me get married. Like, it never totally left, but for a very, very long time, longer than I care to acknowledge on the record, it was a burden, because I always felt that I was a failure. Not because of what I did or did not accomplish, but because of the beliefs that I held onto from a child. And so I say to parents, be very careful what you plant into your children. And this is not to fault my parents. My parents thought they were instilling in me very good values and structure, and they did. And I think because they were so gangster with it, it allowed me not to deviate too far off the beaten path when I did get pregnant. But the point is, it became a burden, because everything I did, I still felt like I was a failure, because I instead of going A, B, C, D, E, F, G, I went A, Q, R, B, F, M, and because I didn't do it in order, I thought I was an absolute mess. But I want to ask you, how do we, people, this collective body, this collective consciousness, people that really want to know more, how do we tap into our inner power?
As you asked that question, the word meditate came up. That's really the first step.
That's the
meditate.
Lord.
And, you know, a lot of people think meditation is so difficult, you know, that you have to sit a certain way and, you know, do all kinds of difficult things. But that's not true. The truth of the matter is, you can meditate while you're taking a shower. You can meditate while you're washing the dishes. You could be in meditation during conversation, because meditation is really about being totally present in the moment. And so as you ask that question, how can we tap into that universal power or that conscious mind? Just deep breathing, allowing ourselves to just take a few deep breaths, you know, maybe two or three deep breaths. You know, you ask that question, and tomorrow I'll be speaking to teens at a teen summit, and I'll be speaking to them about entrepreneurship, and I plan to share with them how to meditate. And it's very simple. You know, whatever works for you, you can find your perfect chair, your favorite space, even being out in nature, and just take in a few deep breaths. And you can just start with 2 or 3 minutes and maybe work up to 20 minutes a day, or 20 minutes in the morning and 20 minutes in the evening. But it all goes back to being still, and also turning that TV off. You know, get rid of that television, or don't watch so much television, and tap into that power vision, that power that we have inside, that inner vision that is in all of us. So the first step in tapping into that universal power is to be still and meditate, and then also to visualize, you know, daydream. You know, a lot of times parents tell their kids, you know, get your head out of the clouds and stop fantasizing and stop daydreaming. But the truth of the matter is, our imagination is one of our most powerful faculties. It's one of our most powerful resources. So daydream, because if you daydream, those are like clues from your soul as to what you really desire. So to tap into that universal power, I would say meditate, be still, even journal, visualize, and use your imagination so you can get clues about who you really are and what it is you truly desire. You know, allow your imagination to just soar. You know, a lot of times we can't even allow ourselves to visualize, because we start thinking, oh, I can't do that. How am I going to do that? How am I going to pay for that? Where is that going to come from? But no,
right.
Just allow yourself to imagine, first
right.
of all. Because one thing Yama always says, when you have a strong enough what, the how will show up. And believe me, I'm not saying, you know, all of this is easy and it happens, you know, one moment, and, you know, don't, and I will hope that your listeners don't think it's foo-foo, but the thing is, it is a process. You know, I started my journey, I want to say as early as 94 was when I first began reading inspirational books. I started with Susan Taylor's In the Spirit, and then I went to Queen of Fua's Heal Thyself, and then it was Iyanla's Acts of Faith. Those three books right there are what really put me on my spiritual journey. So it is a process. And to this day, I am still learning and discovering and releasing things that no longer serve me. But to tap into that inner power, just be still.
You know, this whole concept of meditation, I attended a church in Atlanta called Hillside Chapel and Truth Center.
Oh, yeah.
And I love it. And, you know, I've mentioned it several times. You know, I just say the same things over and over sometimes on the air, things that touch me near and dear to my heart. And I remember somebody telling me that Hillside was a cult. That was the first time in church that we were told to take everything off of our laps, close your eyes, look at the inside of your eyes, and meditate. And I'm looking around like, okay, I have never prayed like this before. You know, in churches, you know, you have shouting, hollering, jumping up and down for the Lord and this and that. And then when I went home and tried to do it, I had the damnedest difficult time. I could not still my thoughts. And I said, well, maybe this is some type of a cult, you know, because I couldn't do it. Until I forced myself, and I have to say, it to this day, it is very, very difficult for me to meditate, because I don't want to say I haven't mastered it, just because my brain goes in rapid fire succession with thoughts, but I understand part of me being able to calm that down and listen to the right stuff is meditation, but it's just very difficult, and I'm saying this to everybody, when you start meditating, it is not easy. It's like trying to hold a wet fish.
Well, yeah,
it's difficult. No, it's difficult, right? Because, you know, when you're holding a wet fish, that fish is squirming, and that's what's happening to your thoughts. Your thoughts don't want to be calmed down. Your mind does not want to be calmed down. So here you are in a nice, quiet place, closing your eyes. I literally, and I hope this doesn't spook anybody out, I literally felt my body jerking and moving because it seemed like it just does not want to calm down. It was hard. It was really hard. It was hard.
Okay. And, you know, you have really touched on a lot of stuff, and I'm glad that you did share that because you know what it is? It's that conscious mind. It's that ego that does not want to let go of the hold that it has on you. So, you know, a lot of times when people first start meditation, they do experience all those thoughts coming up. And you know what? That's okay. Just let them pass. I mean, to this day, there are times when I am still and a thought might come up. But that's okay. You kind of just let it pass. Let it go. Wherever you are in your process, it is okay. Now, the thing about meditation, the first person that taught me about meditation was my husband when I met him. And the way that he showed me how to meditate was with earplugs. We went to Home Depot, got some earplugs. You know what? It sounds funny, doesn't it? But earplugs
work when you have screaming kids, too, for all you parents out there.
Oh, yeah, for people with kids and even a spouse, because the spouse might be watching TV, listening to the radio. But if you put in earplugs, it just silences everything, and you can hear the beating of your heart. And that in itself is a very deep experience because it forces you to go within. And so as you're taking in those deep breaths, if thoughts come up like, okay, I got to do the laundry and I got to do this, you know, let them pass. Think of it, you know, as a lake or a stream and just let them pass. You know, you mentioned it's like holding a wet fish. Okay, you're holding that wet fish, so let it go. Let it slide and, you know, thank it and let it go. Don't beat yourself up. Don't say, oh, I can't do this. It's too difficult. Just let it pass. If the thoughts come up, take a deep breath and let them pass. And if it's difficult, then just focus on your breathing. Focus on the in, focus on the out. Focus on the in, focus on the out. But it's a process. Everything is a process. You know, art and creativity is a process. Living our lives is a process. You know, the what is it? It's not about the destination, it's the journey. Even meditation is a process. So to anyone that's starting, if you can, get earplugs. That really helps. Even you can start by listening to music. Just listen to your favorite soothing song and just relax. Meditation is really about being truly present. And you also mentioned that someone told you, you know, going to Hillside was, you know, like going to a cult. But, you know, again, it goes back to belief systems that have already been, you know, instilled. And I am a member of Hillside, and I can tell you.
I didn't even know.
Oh, yeah, because it, you know what, and it's so interesting. I was led to Hillside as being a student of Inner Visions because, as you know, I'm in Atlanta. Inner Visions is actually in Silver Spring, Maryland.
Yes, on my way.
Oh, yeah. Again, Silver Spring, Maryland is also one of my favorite cities as well. But I would travel from Atlanta to Silver Spring, Maryland, and I would always say, I wish there was someplace like this, you know, at home. And, you know, as divine order would have it, I ended up attending Hillside. So, you know, I go, you know, occasionally, and, you know, I love the energy of it. But it's really about just allowing ourselves to go within. Because, you know, Obama always says it's time for change. But, you know, that statement is deeper than, you know, just a political slogan. It is time for us to change. It's time for us to shift our consciousness and to accept the fact that it is time for us to go within. That's the only way we're going to really get through all this stuff that is going on. Because the truth is, we can create whatever we want, regardless of the economy, regardless of what's going on. We have to believe it. And it all goes back to our belief systems. If we don't believe it, no, we won't create it. But if we just allow ourselves to tap into just a tiny bit of that power, we will be amazed at what it is we can create. So it just goes back within, goes back to going within and allowing yourself to enjoy the process of beginning to meditate. You know, like I say to this day, even this morning when I meditated, thoughts came up, but after a while, they were gone, and then there was
right.
Silence.
Well, dropping, I want to say hello to a couple of people. Teja Vu, Teresa, thank you for hitting us up in the chat room. Dee Dee's with us today.
I love Dee Dee.
She said, Denise is awesome, Sai is awesome, Shamika Wickedly awesome, and I put you are too. And Dropping Seed Radio, who is like one of my faithful listeners, who is just such the bomb, said to you, Denise, a spiritual life without meditation is like a marriage with only one-sided conversation. God speaks in meditation from within.
Oh, I love that.
You know, I want to share something just as it relates to the spiritual side of this. I remember I was a youth director for a couple of years for a church, and do you know my pastor, I guess I'm going to say quote unquote sat me down because I started teaching my young people about soul and spirit and mind. She said, ooh, that's kind of heavy even for adults. But it pissed me off because young people, if we teach them now, it won't be a difficult concept for them to understand as an adult.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So you're telling me, I'm teaching, and young people are so receptive. Whenever I facilitate a workshop, the first thing I have all the attendees do is write down, I am receptive to a new way every day, or something like that. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but I'm open and receptive to a new way every day. So that way they can reprogram their minds because so many of them are conditioned to do things from A to Z order. But if we get to these young people, especially within the walls of the church, and let them know you have the power to succeed right inside of you. God lives in you. He is not up in the sky waiting to send you to hell because you watched the Soulja Boy video.
Exactly.
Or you listen to something, you know, once they understand, they're going to guard their eye gates and their ear gates, and it won't be as necessary for us to chastise them. But it's just frustrating that here's a person of Christ or a person leading a flock, and it was like, nah, Sai, you got to fall back on that kind of teaching. And I'm trying to teach my young people the truth. That's crazy, right?
Well, you know, it goes back, again, to beliefs. This person was told this. This is what has been indoctrinated inside of them. So this is what they grew up with. This is their belief system. But that doesn't take away from those of us who believe in universal laws, universal truths, and who want to support people, young and old, and tapping within. I am even learning it's about us being true to ourselves. So if she doesn't want you to teach it there, then you create a space where you can teach it. Because, yes, it is very important for our young people to understand the power of meditation and the power of going within. Because our youth, they are so creative. They are so creative.
Yeah.
And the reason why we're having so many challenges is because it's creativity that is not being positively harnessed. That is not being, well, I want to say positively channeled. So we allow them to tap into that power and that creativity that is within and then give them opportunities to express their creativity and stop dogging them for, you know, being who they are and wanting to express, because that's what spirit does. It creates, and it creates inside of us and through us. And so if we allow them the opportunity to create and to create authentically, oh, man, we would be amazed at where this world, where our communities, where our relationships, you know, just where everything, music and everything, we would just be amazed at to where it would go if we would just allow people to create and express their true authentic self. So I'm with you on that.
Oh, I am so with you. I mean, like, this is such a treat. You know, everybody, you're listening to spiritual life coach Denise Dyer, who's based out of Atlanta. And Denise has just been sharing with us, and I'm just going to recap. She, you know, she talked, how do we tap into our inner power? You know, y'all know I'm asking questions because I want to know. This is free advice, so y'all better get Denise while you can, because after this course, you're going to receive an invoice for this information. You will receive an invoice. If you want to talk to Denise or if you have a question, we're down to the last 10 minutes of the show.
You know
what's so funny, Denise? When I started the show, I was paranoid. Don't forget, I just started the show on July 7th. So when I started the show, I said, oh, my goodness, I can only do a 30-minute show. I don't know what I'm going to talk about for an hour. And after, like, four shows and cutting people off, I was like, okay, maybe I'll do an hour show. And now here we are down to 9 minutes left, and I still have 5 questions.
Oh, wow.
So who's to say the show won't move to 2 hours in the future? But, you know, I just today, you know, we've talked into how to tap into your inner power, and you suggested meditation, visualization or visualize your future, to daydream, to journal, you know, my big issue is how do I love myself? You know, I am almost 6 feet tall with a size 10 foot, and I just was like, I look, you know, but I learned to love myself. I don't even know how I learned to do it, and that's being so honest. Y'all know I am just as transparent can be. I don't even know how I learned to love myself, but it has been a process. It is not easy. The whole meditation thing freaked me out because my thoughts were just like jumping. I'm like, oh, my God, am I possessed? Because I felt like my thoughts were going to literally jump out of my head. But it's, you know, once we learn these things and these universal truths and these universal laws, it just makes life so much easier, right?
Oh, it's, you know what, it's worth the work. It really is. It is worth the work. So it's not about it being easy or being hard. It's just about being willing to do the work. One thing y'all always says, freedom ain't free. You got to be willing to do the work. And you mentioned your feet. You know, size 10. Oh, wow, it's a size 10. But your feet carry you every place you go. So anybody that's having an issue with your feet, take the time to just, you know, maybe put some lotion, some vitamin E, some sweet oils, whatever, and say, thank you for carrying me around this world. Thank you for taking me to the places I desire to go. We have really just got to start loving ourselves. And it's the simple things that really does it, the simple things. So, you know, I would say, you know, size 10, okay, great, woohoo. That means I have big places to go, and I thank you, feet, for taking me. And then also I just want to share, when it comes to parents and what you instill into your children or anyone that has children around them, when I graduated from high school and I was headed to college, my father told me, and I remember as clear as day, we were in the car, he said, as you're going to school, you are not going to learn so that you can get a job. You are going to learn the system. That's what you're going to do. You're going to learn the system and how to get the system to work for you. You're not going there to get a job. That's not the point. That's not the purpose. And so that was always instilled in me, you know, always in the back of my head. And then later when I met my husband, you know, he was like, let's quit our jobs and start a business and blah, blah, blah. And that's exactly what we did, because I always had that entrepreneurial spirit instilled in me. And so I offer parents and adults, you know, a lot of times a kid will ask for money and the adult will say, well, it sounds like you need to get a job. But I offer that you say, it sounds like you need to get a job, or basically say, it sounds like it's time for you to start a business. And I'm not knocking people who choose to work 9 to 5. Everybody has a different path. However, it's time for us to instill the entrepreneurial spirit in our children. So when they ask for money or they ask for something, instead of saying it's time for you to get a job, say it sounds like it's time for you to start a business. And they ask them what kind of business they would start, because we were all sent here to do something. There is something,
you know,
seeking expression.
It's funny, for my son who graduated high school in June, his gift was I gave him a prepaid legal, you know, the whole prepaid legal opportunity, paid for his membership, Now, it did not work out as well as I thought, but I told him, I live by the principle, you give a man a fish, he eats for a day. You teach him the fish, he eats for a lifetime. Those people in prepaid legal, and, you know, let me give a shout-out to Elaine King. Elaine was so dear in helping my son get started, as well as Mr. Indu, who I just absolutely adore and talk about him almost every show. Those two people really helped get my son going in prepaid legal, the personal development and things like that. So even if Daquan does not choose to make a career out of prepaid legal, the lessons he learned in this month have been invaluable. I know that for a fact. And I live by that principle of you need an opportunity. A friend of mine told me years ago, he's from not from this country, and always says, you know, in other countries they're taught America is the land of opportunity. And if America is the land of opportunity, when I got here, how come I found everybody was looking for a job? And I say that because black people, just as a people, just as oppressed people, we've always had to make our own way. That's where we got the barbershops and the hair shops, and I'm cooking dinners and the rent parties. We've always made our way. I don't know what has happened to that spirit, and there's definitely not enough time for us to explore that today. But I strongly encourage, if you hear that little voice in your ear like how I hear it in mine, and it's leading you in a direction against everybody else, embrace it. That just means you're different.
Exactly.
Don't feel like, oh, God, why me? Just be like, thank God, why me? Thank God it's me. Instead of, oh, God, why me? Thank God it's me.
Right. Because that inner voice will not lead you wrong.
Girl, I have learned that. Listening to that inner voice is what got me on the radio. On June 26th, I heard Start Your Own Radio Show. And I'm saying, what? I know I'm not nuts. And I Googled a couple of things, and I went and realized that Blog Talk Radio had just gotten $4.6 million of outside funding. And I said, you know what, I'm going to do it. And I did it. And here we are 13 shows later, and I've got you. Oh, wait a minute. Dropping Seed Radio just sent me a note. It says, oh, Cy, I want to send you a free copy of my wife's book, Beaten But Not Defeated. It's about domestic violence. Please hit up my email so I know where to send it. Oh, okay, Dropping Seed Radio, cool, because everybody knows that I talk about domestic violence and violence against women, and I'm certified by my local police as a counselor. But
oh, wow.
On that note, listen, Denise, you coming back to join me?
I would love to come back, and may I mention my website?
You better. You're here to make money, girl. I tell all my listeners, if you hear somebody on my show, you better patronize their business. You better buy their book.
Well, thank you so much.
You push your website, and I'll actually put it up on the website,
okay,
you know,
great.
On our blog when we get off the air. So you have 60 seconds. Go.
60 seconds. Okay. Well, it's been a pleasure being here, and I acknowledge you, Sadia, for all of your great work. And you can check me out at DeniseDyer.com. That's DeniseDyer.com, and that's DYER. And also, I just released my first CD. It's an inspirational guide called Hold the Vision. It costs $20, but however, I have a special price of $10 right now. So please feel free to go to DeniseDyer.com and check it out. And I would love to come back. I have truly enjoyed this conversation.
Yay! You know what? This is a moment I'm getting ready to love myself. I am so the bomb.
Yeah, you are, yes.
Because, you know, I'm looking at all the people in the chat room. I'm listening to you. And the coolest thing is that I have people downloading this from iTunes. A friend of mine called me this morning. They missed the show yesterday, and yesterday I had my husband on, and my husband was talking about, you know, snitching and stuff, and they listened to it this morning in the car. So you don't even know whose life you're touching. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like you just don't even see that. But I guess I have to give some closing thoughts before we get ready to jump off the air, because I'm now down to 1 minute. I can't believe the time went so quickly. I just want to thank you, Denise. Everybody go to DeniseDyer.com. www.thewarmboy.com, and it will be up on the website as soon as we get off the air today. I'm going to create a clickable link so that you can go to her website. I just want to thank my executive producer, Shamika, who is always just helping me get like the best guests in the whole wide world. So, Shamika, I love you, and thank you very much. If you have a business or a service that you would like to promote on our show, please give us a call at 212-560-8980. We would love to help you in your marketing and promotion efforts as long as it aligns with the vision that we have of helping people, success principles, and things like that. I want to say thank you to Dee Dee, who just said, I am so the bomb. I love you too, Dee Dee. And don't forget, everybody, I will be honored at the Unlock Your Dream Conference taking place in the city, New York City, on August 9th. And I am available if anybody needs a speaker to speak at their event. Just give me a buzz. Log on to CyBrown.com. Go to LifeRemixRadio.com and all that good stuff. I just want to thank you for listening. And tomorrow we will have R&B icon Tina Marie on the show. So tune in tomorrow. I'm having the best conversation. We're talking about Rick James, Tina Marie, and all that good stuff. I just want to say, know that you can experience success in every area of your life. Thanks, God, and so it is.